Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Atchalam. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the very bottom, continuing with our, shall we say, pre-Mishnah discussion about Trefot. Again, we're only going to really begin assessing the Mishnah in the next podcast. V'yamaramba krum sha'alam machmat makaba veshet. If a membrane grew as a scab on a wound in the esophagus, enokrum. That's not a scab. It's not a healing scab. The animal stole a trefa. This is something we already saw in the first parak. You cannot check the veshet from the outside. You need to go inside. Now, the minaf kamina. What's that for? The safek drusa. In case you had an animal that you think was clawed, and you want to go see, because otherwise you don't need to check before Shechita, but you need to see here whether or not the animal was indeed clawed. Now, hahi safek drusa datar lekame de rabba. So a case happened. Havei kabani kle rabba leveshet mebrai. He was checking it from the outside. Amar labai v'hamar hu damar veshtet lo b'dika l'mifnim. So Abaye turned to him and said, Rebbe, you're the one who said you have to check from the inside. So afche rabbo vadke, then rabba turned it around and was able to check from the inside. V'ishtakach alei tre korte dama. He saw two drops of blood there. V'tarfani declared a treif. V'rabba nami l'chadud de abayu debai. This is something we see several times in Shas, where Rambam will rule a certain way, and then the Gemara will indicate that in the presence of Abaye, specifically Abaye, he did differently than that ruling in order to keep Abaye sharp and point out to him that that was incorrect. That's what happened here. Okay, Amar Ula, Yashav lo kotz baveshet. If he has a thorn stuck in the esophagus, on the inside, Ein choshin sham ha'ivri, meaning we're not concerned, it sounds backwards, but we're not concerned that the spot where the thorn went in was a place where there had already been a wound and had been covered up, and therefore was a trefa. Indeed, he is kasher. Okay, ula ula, maishtam safik drusa. So why do we say that's any different than a safik drusa when we have to check inside? If we find a hole, we say that that wound that healed over is no good. Kasavar ula in choshin a safik drusa. We don't have to set up a chashash like that if we have no reason to believe that the animal was clawed. Now we're going to go through a few areas of safek. Why is this any different than a case where you have two pieces of meat on the table? One's chelev, one's shuman. You ate one, you don't know which one you ate, where you have to bring an asham talui, meaning we say safek l'chumra. The answer is very simple. There we know one was shuman, or is chelev. And therefore we know there was an isur, we just don't know if you violated it. Here we have no reason to think there was an isur. Why is this any different than a case where you shecht and afterwards you find that the knife is pagum, where then we declare invalid the previous shechita? So because there is an affirmative problem with the sakin that you see here. We don't know that there is any problem at all. Why is this any different than safek tumah, which happens in the private area? Here we have no idea that there was tuma, and because there's a safek tuma, we say it is tame. In other words, we're pushing it and pointing out that in some cases we will deal severely with a safek, even when there was no affirmative knowledge of isur. So the answer is the tamech the safek tuma b'shutarabim safek tahor. Why don't you ask from the other perspective, which is safek tuma b'shutarabim, which we all know is tahor? The answer is that neither one of those is a proof. Alhatam hilchata gemiri la misota. Both of them are divine fiat. Tuma is dealt with in the public area and the private area based on the guidelines of sota. Sota only happens in reshut hayachid, and therefore that's how we deal with the safek. Okay, so that's why Ula says there is no reason to raise the possibility of a drusa when we have no reason to think so. Yativ Amar Rabbanan Kami to Rav Kahana V'yativ V'ka'amar. So there's a student sat in front of Kahana, Rav Kahana, and said, Nimseititmar, that Ula's statement was not Yashavlo Kotz, which means it was stuck in there. He said Ula's statement was, if you find a thorn in there, then it's okay. Aval Yashav Chashirim, but if it was actually stuck in there, then we are Choshesh for Safik Drusa, and that spot was an area that had been holed and covered up. The student said to Rav Kahana said to the other students, don't pay no attention to this student's report. Yashavitmar, I know that Ula said Yashav. If all that happened was that it was found there, then Ula doesn't need to say anything. Kotzi achlan. All animals out there eat thorns. So the fact that a thorn is found in there is no big shakes. Ulu was saying something a little bit more chudash, which is even if it was lodged in there, we still are not concerned that it was on a spot where there had been a hole that had covered over. Okay, now we're going to speak for a while now about Turbat Saveshet. Turbat Saveshet is the pharynx, which is the top of the veshet. It's marked Turbat Saveshet, Rava Mar Vimashu, meaning if the slightest bit of the Turbat Saveshet is cut, it's a trefa. Ushmuel Amar Berubo, you need a majority cut. Rav Amar Mashu, why makom shchita hu? He says Turbat Saveshet is actually part of the veshet. It's a place of shchita. And of course, if any part of the area of the shchita, which is a valid shchita spot, gets cut, not as part of shchita, then it is a trefa. Ushmuel Amar Berubo, because lav makom shchita hu, and therefore it is, like many other parts of the animal, which is not going to kill it if its small amount is punctured, it needs to have majority cut. Now, hey niu turbat saveshet, where is that? Amar mar beravukva amar shmuel, kol shechotcho umarchiv. This is the first version. If you cut it and it opens up and it gets wider, zeu turbat saveshet. Chotchovim, maybe in komo. So now we're defining it not exactly by location, but by reaction. But if you cut it and it stays still, zeu veshnat smo. That's the esophagus. I'm a Rav Papi. Rav Papi said, "Marlo Marhachi, I have a Rebbe who taught Shmuel's words differently. He taught me, if you cut it and it doesn't move, meaning it doesn't contract or expand, Zel Tabitzavashet. So what's the esophagus? Kol Shechotchova Kavitz, if you cut it and it contracts, that's the esophagus. Okay? Yonah, which almost everybody agrees is a Chacham, quoting Rabbi Zeira, Mivlata, it's the gullet, v'kama, amravavya pachot misa'arta v'adif mechitata. It's a little bit less than the length of a barley corn, but a little bit bigger than a wheat corn, down from the top. Now, hahu tora dahave livnei Rav Ukva. Rav Ukva's sons had an ox. Da'atchel v'shchita v'turbats, the shochet started cutting it at the turbats of Eshet, v'gamar Eshet, and then continued to the Eshet. Now remember, if turbats of Eshet is a makom shchita, that's valid. If it's not, then it might be a trefa, but if it's not, well, let's see how it develops. Amar Rava, Rava said the following. Ramina ale chumre de Rav, chumre de Shmuel. And we're going to find out later that Rav didn't really say these words, because nearly impossible. So we're sort of extrapolating from Rava's ruling what he might have said. I'm going to put the chumre of Rav and the chumre of Shmuel here, but tarif nalein, declare a trefa. Chumre de Rav, why de Amar Rav v'mashu? Rav said, the smallest cut in the Torah Tzaveshet renders it a trefa. V'yama Rav makom shchitu, but Rav said it's a makom shchitu, which means if you're doing it as part of shchita, it's fine. So the answer is, kishmuel, don't allow makom shchita. So I'm going to then adopt Shmuel's position that says it's not a makom shchita, it's just a cut. So Yishmuel amar beruva, but Shmuel said you have to cut a majority in the turbats to mess it up. Says, karav damar mashu, so I'm going to take both chumrot. Okay, ilgal gil milta matoi lakame de Rav Abba. This word came to Rabbi Abba's Beit Din. Amalu tolar ben the Rav ben the Shmuel Shari. He says, I believe that it's mutter either according to Rav or according to Shmuel. Neither one of them would declare a treif. Zilu imule the braider of Yosef Brachama, that's Rava. Go tell Rava, the lishlim dvei Torah lamare, that he has to pay restitution for the loss of the ox that he declared a treifa, like any other member of Beit Din. Mabre Ravina, Motvina Tiyufta Klape Sane de Rava. And we have a challenge in the Beit Midrash towards literally Rava's enemy, but it's saying towards Rava's psak. Because Leolim Hilchatakid Rabbi Tilla, we have a general statement that we follow Beit Hillel Lahalacha. Rotzela, Sotkid Rabbi Shammai, whenever they disagree, if you want to follow Beit Shammai all the way down the line and be a loyal Beit Shammaiist, Oseh. Rabbi Hillel Oseh. Rasha. If you adopt the kulot of each position, then you're a rasha. But if you adopt both chumrot, then Allah Katuv Omer Aksil B'choshech Olech. Then you're a fool. Meaning, Ela'ikav Beit Shammai Kekulei Hon Uchumrei Hon. Either you adopt Beit Shammai in both their leniencies and their stringencies, Ikav Beit Hillel Kekulei Hon Uchumrei Hon, or else Beit Hillel. But to say simply, I'm going to take whichever is the more chamor position is aksil b'choshech olech. And let's pay attention that that's talking about independent cases. You say in the case of shvitat kelim b'shabbat, apaskan like Beit Shammai and not allow it. And in the case of Kohelet, I'll say Kohelet einu matamei teyadayim. I'll say that Kohelet is matamei teyadayim like Beit Hillel. Take all the chumrot. Here it's even worse because here you're taking one particular case, taking perspectives of the case and splitting it up and taking a chumra position that really contradicts the other. Now, there's a parenthetic problem with this statement itself about Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Hagufa kashamai, they'll give you the first you said the halacha follows Beit Hillel, then you gave the option of following Beit Shammai. So lo kasha kan kodem bat kol kan lacha bat kol. In other words, the Braita is saying that before there was the famous bat kol that came out, it's recorded in Eruvin Lafid Gimel, that said that Eluv 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 Chayim Halacha Ke Beit Hillel. Before that, you really had options. The first line in the Mishnah is reflecting the post-bat kol world that Halacha Ke Beit Hillel. V'bayit Eimam. Even after the bat kol, Rabbi Yeshua, famous to the story of Tanur Shel Achnoi, says Ein Mashgichin bat kol, which means that he will say that in any particular case when the ruling has gone like Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai, that's how we rule. Otherwise, it's really open, but then you've got to be consistent in following that school. Of course, then it would have to be in those cases that have not yet been adjudicated and legislatively decided. Okay, mikol makom kasha, but nonetheless, Rava's behavior is very problematic. So, Amrav Tavut, Kulei K'Rav Avda. The answer is, Rava did not say what we think he said, and Rava was not ruling like both Chumrot, he was actually ruling like Rav, because we have a different report of Rav. Chiyata Mari Bar Yechezkel. Now remember, Yehuda Bar Yechezkel was the prized Talmid of Shmuel, and earlier of Rav. And he was the one whose reports of Rav and Shmuel's rulings are the most prized and respected that we have. But his brother came from Eretz Yisrael and said, "Lo tatzitu lehulani kalali dekaya liyura achim ishmei derav." Don't pay attention to all these rules that my brother Yehuda quotes the name of Rav. Meaning, Rav Yechezkel, and we find this several times, said that my brother misquoted Rav. Hachi amar Rav. I know what Rav said. Veshet natnu bo chachamim shiur. Said that the chachamim gave a shiur to the veshet. And what's the implication? Chalaturbat zaveshet la makom shchitahu. Is that the Torbats, which Rav said it was b'mashu, was obviously not makom shchita. And there, and v'kama mashu, which means that now, if you slaughter and you start the slaughtering at the Torbats HaVeshet and cut anything, it's not makom shchita, and the trefa is b'mashu. Okay. So now we've sort of rehabilitated Rava and said that our reconstruction of what he ruled is inaccurate. Okay. Lamala ad kama. How high up does this go? Nachman ad kedei tfisat yad. As far in as you could grab with your hand, the Rishonim generally said two or three fingers in width. Lamata ad kama, so how low does the esophagus go? Nachman ravu ad kedei shias ir. At the bottom of the esophagus, there's like fibrillations or villus on the esophagus, kind of looks like hairs. Eini v'amar ravina magrem mishrei derav, tefach peveshet samuch l'kares, zeo kares apnimi, that the bottom tefach of the esophagus near the stomach, that's actually stomach and is not a place of shchita. Amai kashacha bekereshat kashachit, then you'd be shechting in the stomach. So actually flip it around. Eima tefach bekeres, samuch l'veshet, zeo kares apnimi. It doesn't mean the bottom tefach of the veshet, it means the top tefach of the keres, which is near the veshet, that's already the inner stomach. Okay. So therefore, all the way down is fine. Or perhaps Rav was talking about an ox, demaser tve, that is hairy, that has more of these hairs or villus, whatever. Amram Nachman Amar Shmuel, turbatza veshet shenital kulo milachi. So now we're back to our pharynx. If the entire pharynx is dislodged from the jaw, kasher, v'tanatuna, and it seems to be supported by our Mishnah, nital lechi atachton kasher. If the bottom jaw was dislocated from the rest of the animal, then it's kasher. That seems to support it. So now papa v'ika ikra simonim. But if that's the case, then the simonim have now been dislocated from their spot. Well, Rapapa kashamat nitin, nital lechi atachton. Well, Rapapa's challenge isn't just to Shmuel, it's also to the Mishnah. If the lower jaw has been was separated. Kasher. So Bishlam neither Papa Lokasha. He could answer that easily. Hadi akur I akuru, hadi igume gume. If they were ripped out, if the jaw was ripped out, then indeed you have ikur simanim. But the Mishnah is talking about igume gume milave simanim. If it was like carved above the simanim gently, then it would not be a problem because the simanim are still in place and there's still some meat holding them on. El Shmuel Kasha, because Shmuel says Nital Kulo. The answer is Lote Makulo Ela Ema Rubo. So what perhaps what Shmuel meant was even if a majority of the jaw is dislodged, since there's still some holding on to it, then it's okay. But Shmuel himself said that if the simanim are hanging majority of them is hanging, then it's a treifa, and that's exactly the case. So we're going to give the same answer we just gave. Again, if you just carefully slice them off so that they're still holding there and the area that wasn't sliced is still strong, then you're okay. But if they were ripped out, then indeed they would be simanim shadil nidal delu beruban, and it would be a treifa. Okay, we're going to pause here, and then in the next podcast, we're going to indeed start taking a look at the specific details in our Mishnah, starting with treifa number 2, but I'll give a quick introduction to treifa number 1 as we go through the list. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.